Glad you could join us here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, is brought to you by the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. In just a minute, we're going to be joined by my friend Doug Thornton, former DHS. You know, he did good work there. Former combat Marine, did great work there, and also to a former defense contractor. He brings a unique perspective, and we put our heads together and we try to make sense out of this crazy world and give you some ideas on how to best cope with it. So that'll be coming up, and we're going to be talking about a little bit about Lahaina, and we'll be talking about some missing satellite data now that showed up. That's interesting, isn't it? And then we'll also be talking about things like October 4th, what to expect. And we'll get into, you know, the tribulation a little bit as it relates to CBDC. And I know we're all worried about that mark of the beast, at least the majority of us are. And we got some challenging times ahead, but hopefully we can expose what's going on and develop a plan. And that's the goal here on the Common Sense Show. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. Noble Gold is the very best at protecting your assets. As I've said many times, the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says that they can take your money anytime they want. That includes your retirement if it's part of your bank. And I'd say get it away from them, because they'll shield themselves using your assets as the banks begin to fail. And fail, they will. You don't want this to be your 1929 movement, or moment, I should say. And so let us help you extricate your retirement from the bank, put it under your control, and back it with gold. And you know, the bankers have destroyed the economy. They've destroyed the dollar. The dollar is worth 85% less now than it was in the 80s, thanks to the bankers. And gold's held its value for 6,000 years. What's the better choice? That's pretty obvious. They can do the same kind of thing for your bank account as well. So what we're encouraging you to do right now is to let me send you a free information electronic packet that says, this is what we do at Noble Gold. This is what we can do. This is what we can't do. No pressure. Completely a professional group of people to deal with. So go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Now, the FTC requires me to make a disclaimer here that any investment carries an inherent risk, and past performance cannot guarantee future performance. We agree with the warning. There's a reason, though, why I've been doing this for 5 years and been selling for Noble Gold for six. I'm happy and proud to be associated with them. In fact, I would say this. They should give a warning out. Warning, when you walk into this bank, you're at risk of losing all your money. And that's a very, 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 I think, realistic expectation here. So you can also call Noble Gold if you feel the urgency of the moment. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Now, I want to say this about the show. Doug and I are decidedly Christian, but you need not be a Christian here to come and participate and partake in what we do. We don't force our thoughts down anybody, but we don't apologize for what we believe, and we do find scriptural references for many of the stories and notions that we bring forth. But we're not exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. It's a big tent that we cast. Everyone is welcome. You're all, in my opinion, children of the same high God, and you're deserving of love and respect. And this is what we want to bring to everybody here on the show. So don't feel because Doug and I talk about Jesus, you go, oh, I don't know about that Jesus stuff. It's okay. We understand. You might come around, you might not, but you're still welcome here. We care about you just the same, and we're glad you're here, and let's move on to the show. One. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. You know who we are. You know what we do. But this is also now we've ventured into the territory of the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and a good close friend of mine, shout out to my friend Ian. He says this is the favorite part of what we do on the Common Sense Show. Doug Thornton, a broadcast partner of the Doug and Dave Intel Report. You know what he does, right? Been DHS, combat Marine, defense contractor, been around the block. And he has a really good show called American Vindicta. I don't listen to that show too close to bedtime, though, because it does have a tendency to scare the hell out of me. But it is a really good show. And then, of course, we have the Common Sense Show. And so we are glad to be here with you. We're going to talk about a number of things. Hopefully we can squeeze all of it in. But there's a lot of anxiety about October 4th. And to be honest with you, I think there's one solid link that I was telling Doug about before we're going on. It has to do with Klaus Schwab and the French president. But beyond that, I think we're dealing in speculation, but we're going to give you some suggestions, I think, that are wise to follow. And it's just not going to be October 4th. It's also going to be October 11th. And don't forget that time is 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Okay. And we're going to talk about some interesting satellite data at the time of the attack on Lahaina. And then we're going to take a look at a real quick relationship between BlackRock and Vanguard. It's my belief that BlackRock's really running the show for everybody right now, but Vanguard might be running their show, and we'll explain that. And then we're going to get into what's going on with crypto and Bitcoin. And hold on, this is really big. And if you listen to us, you might make a lot of money. And then finally, and by the way, we're not financial advisors, so I'm just saying what I'm going to do. But I'm just saying if you think this is credible, you might want to think about doing it. And if we have time, we'll do a little bit with Mark of the Beast because we're close. Doug, starting out, have you heard the story? It was first broken by Brushfire Junkie. That's a gal. She's a self-identified Japanese American living in Lahaina. And she got a hold of some data. I'm looking at it. I've got more data that I'm going to add tomorrow. But 13 minutes of missing satellite data at the time that the attack or the natural disaster was going on in Lahaina. Have you heard this? Doug, you're muted.
Hey Dave, no, I haven't heard this, but still nothing is making sense about Lahaina. And to make matters worse, the government has just completely ignored everything that's going on there, to include the local government. Not having the satellite footage or the satellite showing the observation of this area for 13 minutes during the same time frame, right, as the whole event is happening, is concerning. And it speaks of meddling and nefariousness. So, do we have any explanation from the government as to why this has happened yet?
No, they're blaming Maui Electric, and actually that makes sense to me because BlackRock has the controlling owner of the biggest developers on the island and the biggest real estate funding bank, and they also are the controlling interest in Hawaii Electric, and they're trying to set Hawaii Electric up to be the fall guy, although Hawaii Electric clearly turned off their power 6 hours before. I've seen them handle power lines in the streets. And you'd never go up to a live power line. So clearly that was shut off, but they're getting sued. And here's what I think it is. I think they know the Lahaina lawsuits are coming. And they're actually talking to lawyers now. A guy named Yoder or another guy named Lance Collins is involved, two attorneys on the island. And I think when these lawsuits start, a corrupt judge is going to enjoin the Lahaina lawsuits with the lawsuit of Maui County towards Hawaii Electric. And the case against Hawaii Electric, I believe, is weak. And they'll do an out-of-court settlement. BlackRock is probably directing this whole thing, being the majority stockholder in Hawaii Electric. So they'll get pennies on the dollar. And what comes of those agreements? A non-disclosure agreement. So this will be over. The people won't be able, they might be able to afford to pay off their mortgage, but they won't be able to rebuild. And they're going to have to leave. And I think this is the plot. BlackRock's playing both ends against the middle. Developer. Why electric? Do the settlement, low cost. Now you get access to Lahaina. That's what I think is going on there, Doug. And I've had a lot of people contact me from the islands, and they said they think I'm on the right track there. So that's what's going on. But the 13 minutes of missing satellite data speaks to obfuscation of the evidence, and it matches what happened when the authorities, the EPA, took the topsoil out of Lahaina as covered on Hawaii News Now, local television, and they took it to a gun range 10 miles away, and they loaded it into 55-gallon drums to be distributed, according to the news report and reporter Richardson. And she said they were reporting they're taking it to the mainland and depositing it in unknown locations. They're hiding the thermite and they're hiding the high radiation levels that would be in that soil. That's the only reason you take the topsoil out. Now they scrubbed that report, but fortunately enough of us saved that report that we still have it.
Yeah, I think someone needs a FOIA EPA. That's what I think.
Well, they're involved in the cover-up. Yep.
I think the people of Lahaina need to, as a whole, FOIA EPA and force them to expose why they did what they did. And even if you get a lie, at least it's something on paper.
Yeah,
at least it's something on paper. And I want an exact whereabouts of where this is going, why it was removed, where it's going into the mainland, and under whose jurisdiction. Private contractor, or is it a private entity? Is it a government entity? I want to know where it's going. And what's the reasons for why it was removed?
You already know the answer to that question. It's a private entity where it'll store because they're not subject to FOIA. That's what I think.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, listen, this is clear cover up. And now you have this 13 minutes of missing satellite information at the time of the attack. You know, Doug, I'm pretty sure this was a directed energy attack. I've gone back over Eric West's video of the two sets of cars he came across, the irregular burn patterns, melting metal at 3,000 degrees, and wildfire burns at half that. So that's just not accurate. And then you have vegetation. You have regular burn patterns, right angle turns, paralleling a cul-de-sac sidewalk. This is all on video. And I look at this, and that's not natural. And then you see the pit marks in the ground. It's like someone was shooting those laser beams at it. I know you've seen this. It looks like someone was shooting at those cars until they disabled them. And my guess is they were going down the road.
Same thing with the color blue.
Yeah, there you go. And I believe they were going down the highway when they were being shot at. And then they pulled over. They tried to get out of the way, getting off the road. And I think that's where they got hit. And what's really, really tragic is Eric showed a melted cell phone. And I'm saying, where's the human? Probably melted, probably vaporized.
It takes an extreme amount of heat to burn bone. I mean, an extreme amount of heat. There's no explanation, and we're not given an explanation. And for it being 2023, and we're talking about the United States of America, this isn't a wildfire that happened in Tahiti, that happened in some little BFE island that no one cares about in like Papua New Guinea. I mean, this is a one of our states. That's our citizens, and no one gives a shit. No one gives a shit. No one's over there really making a difference. They're just there to cover it up, and it's bullshit. And the people of Maui should be overwhelmingly pissed off about this. And I don't know exactly what the recourse is right now, what they're doing. I know you and I have talked about certain strategies that they should be doing in court. But I don't know exactly what they're doing and what they're not doing. But I hope they're taking the legal advice that, we know that BlackRock and all these other entities are wanting to buy their land. Most likely their land's going to be seized and for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I got some information from a lawyer on this. Here's how it's going to go down. They've got a forbearance right now, and you can delay payment or you can do a forbearance. They have a 90-day forbearance. And what that means is they don't have to pay anything on their land or their mortgage for 90 days. But when the 90th day come, unlike if they'd have gotten a delay or a stay, the payments would start over. But they have to come up with all 90 days, including interest, on November the 8th.
Oh, honey, that's what happened to me. The forbearance plan that the government gives you, I got caught up in that. That's how we almost lost our home. You know that, Dave. And it was nothing more than short than just a literal answer of a prayer from God, the reason why we were able to keep our home. But we would have had to have paid months and months of not of, of no payment. They said, you know, just tack onto your mortgage. And that's a damn lie. It's another one of the ways BlackRock and the government is scheming.
Yeah.
And it was a scam, by the way. It was a scam against veterans. I am a victim and many other victims of veterans, because I've talked to my mortgage company, Freedom Mortgage, and they specifically told me on the phone how many thousands of veterans have lost their homes because of this forbearance plan that was put in place during Trump and then was canceled under Biden. And immediately, I mean, you have 2 or 3 months to pay it. And if you don't, I got the letter sitting right over there. They'll auction your home off. Mm-hmm. Well, what are they going to auction off in Maui? This burnt piece of dirt, it'll be, you know, for sale on such and such date at such and such time. What do the people of Maui have in Lahaina, man?
Well, there's another side to this. BS. Yeah, it's not just the forbearance. So there's another aspect to this, Doug. Most of these people will have insurance, and some of them even have a hazard insurance, which means if you lose use of the land, you get a little extra consideration. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be enough. What's going to end up happening, though, is they'll probably get enough to pay off their mortgages and no more. So they're not going to be able to rebuild, and they'll be forced to sell. And this is the plan. Now, here's what could happen. Let me explain. I don't know if I helped or hurt these people. Every day I was saying, call Congress. Why isn't Congress involved in this? Congress helped with Katrina. Congress helped with Hurricane Harvey. Where is Congress? Why aren't they allocating disaster funds for this? $700 a family is a joke. It's a non-payment. So eventually, Congress finally got involved last week. A joint committee of the Energy and Commerce Committee called Hawaii Electric in. Now, here's what they're going after. This is such BS. I've counted 8 exits that the Lahaina police blocked and kept people in the city. We have video evidence. We have eyewitness testimony saying this. Okay, I count 8. I could be wrong, but there's multiple. But I counted 8. There was one exit where Hawaii Electric was called in to get downed lines off the ground that were not live. They were turned off, which means there was no reason to block the streets from downed power lines. That was an absolute lie by the police chief. And now Congress is going after Hawaii Electric for blocking one lane of one exit and say, why did you do that? And then they're getting into other areas, and they're not calling the police chief in who gave the order to block the exits that trapped the people that led to an increased loss of life. Congress is involved officially in the cover-up.
I mean, we should be demanding so much more.
Sometimes I feel myself and my audience, we're kind of all alone on this. And I know that's not entirely true, but we should have 50 million people screaming at the top of their lungs in this country.
I've discussed this before for my audience at Record Nation, and you know, everybody, because we share audience, everybody has said the same thing, that the people in Lahaina have had their land stolen. This was obviously something horribly nefarious. Either it's criminal action and someone set a fire and continuously set fires, or it was a directed energy weapon. And I haven't heard the government come out and say that it wasn't. Of course, they're not going to. But you know what? You know what would be great? Why don't we ask for another government? If America is going to lie to us, why don't we see if another government will say, oh, yeah, we have the patents for America's directed energy weapons that come from a satellite. And, because we're always being spied upon, and there's a military base in Maui. If you're spying upon us, why don't you let the people know that, oh, by the way, it was an attack by your people? Or if you're a BlackRock insider and you don't like your company that you're working for, you know, and you feel the pull to tell the truth, please contact us. We will not share your information. We need as many people in this fight as possible. Because all you people who work for BlackRock, who work for all these big real estate agencies, you know, you're on the list, right? You're not protected. You're not safe from what these elitists want to do.
Yeah,
even
I know.
If you're in the accounting or the lawyers, we're all in this fight together. But you know what, Dave? even though we're all going to be victimized by these people together, people through tribalism and being bought off by money and schemes, not having Christ in their heart, they will give themselves over to what they want to be either protected. You know what it comes down to? It comes down to this, Dave. I know, but I won't tell because I'm afraid I'll lose my X, Y, and Z, my pension, my retirement, my benefits, my job, my car, my home. I don't want to make any waves, even though this is horrible. You know, I mean, that's how the atrocities start. It's because people say, I just don't want to get involved. Well, bullshit, you're involved. Everybody's involved at this rate. I mean, we're all going to be eating bugs soon, and we're all going to have the mark of the beast at this rate. For those of you who will accept it, I'm not going to accept it. But that's the route we're going. I think it's probably time to evolve into the other part of this conversation, which was going to be, how do we barter during a time when the dollar collapses, Dave?
And that's covered in the smart cities plans that I've been reading. Food storage of over 3 days. Precious metals will be outlawed. So will guns. You're not going to be allowed to, like I said, garner food, garner water. So this is how they're going to do it. And trading and bartering is expressly illegal. Klaus Schwab said he met with the French president, and they came out of the meeting. Klaus Schwab had some interesting comments. He said that we need to have social dissident camps, social credit dissident camps. So if you're not on board with the program, you know, we're going to put you in a camp. Well, I think smart cities kind of qualifies. It's open air, urban ghetto FEMA prisons, but he wants to do more than that. And I think that's really interesting that you bring that up in that regard. But trading and bartering will be expressly illegal. And I asked the question for someone I was talking to who knows more about this than I do. And I said, well, how would they catch you if it's a private agreement? And they did this. They pulled out this device. You have, and Dave, you reported it, 7 to 10 listening devices that report everything you do. And in fact,
what's that old song? Every move you make, they'll be watching you.
Yeah, that's right. By the police. Yep. I think that at the end of the day, it's Big Brother and the telescreen. And I think they will see everything you do. We know the TV spy on us. I remember the scandal with Vizio when that was discovered. There's nothing that I think that's out of their reach to know what you do. And I think that, Doug, I think that trading and bartering is going to be difficult to do. You know, they got this thing, it's called IntelliStreets. I wrote about this probably 13, 14 years ago, and they experimented with it in a town in Michigan, and then they went to college campuses like University of Nevada at Las Vegas, and they had streetlights. And the street lamps would give messages like, okay, traffic block 2 blocks ahead, take a right, and go down the street. Well, that was good. But also they can scan you for weapons. They do facial recognition, and they can spy on your conversations in the street. I mean, this is how far it's going. So I think trading and bartering will be tough.
Let me talk about facial recognition and cameras. One of the most high-tech places on Earth right now with facial recognition through the use of cameras and the police force is, I believe, El Salvador and Honduras.
Oh, really?
DHS actually went there with, you know, billions of dollars and instructors and all that, and they created a literal system that can immediately track and identify, run NCIC, which is doing criminal background checks on people. I mean, through the facial recognition, if you were ever in, if any of your biometrics were taken, if you were ever in the prison system, I mean, man, you get popped up, and the artificial intelligence is what drives it all. And there's an army of like hundreds, if not thousands, of people who just sit at computers and they monitor these cameras, notifying authorities. And of course, who are the authorities, right? Notifying the authorities of whom it is that's being monitored and in what place. I mean, you in this one town, it escapes me, you cannot walk away and not be seen. And so that's the same thing with stuff at like the subway in New York City. The streets in New York City are very much the same way. Washington, D.C. is very similar. And there's other cities that are, you know, similar. But New York City is probably the most advanced that we have. I think Baltimore has some of it, too. But Washington, D.C., you know, New York City. And I think those two places are eventually going to be what's used for these 15-minute cities. And, you know, every 15-minute city will have its own force of people who will be watching you, monitoring you, probably their own little police force. You know, your own little theater and hospital, and you know, you'll be geotagged. You'll be a geofence, as it's called, so you'll know, they'll know whenever you go outside the bounds of your area. And what's funny is to think that people are going to just comply. Like, to think people are just going to comply. No bartering. Yeah, okay. Don't tell the drug dealers that in the ghettos. Don't tell the meth dealers that out in the trailer parks. Everybody is going to barter. Everybody is going to break the law. It's going to be the wild, wild west, just like it is now. People will find a way around it. The difference will be, and this is the real difference, Dave, the difference will be, how do we reward your bad behavior? Do we reward your bad behavior by slapping you on the wrist and saying, cut it out? You know, take your picture at the jail, do your fingerprints and release you immediately, like all the Democratic cities do? Or will it be, you know, they cut your hand off for stealing like they do in certain countries? Or will it be you immediately go to, you know, the reconstitution factories where they decide, are you going to be a productive member of society, or are you going to be reconstituted protein? Because along with the bugs, you'll just be the meat paste.
I've got some info on El Salvador. I think you're on the money. I think it's a beta test for the United States. Let me read to you what I have here. It's called Terrorismo, that's terrorism, de El Salvador. The Terrorism Confinement Center is a maximum security prison located in Ticoluca, San Vicente, El Salvador. The prison was built from July 2022 to January 2023, and it opened. It has 40,000 prisoners. It makes us the largest prison in the Americas entirely. And then I have a news item here from The Guardian. It says it's dated July 27th. El Salvador clears the way for mass trials as crackdowns. And Bukele's government has already locked up. Listen to this. 2% of El Salvador's adult population. This is where the people that don't, this is Klaus Schwab's statement about you need to go to a social credit dissident camp. That's what this is. 2% of the adult population. Can you imagine if they did that in the United States? Wow.
Well, most of those people, for the majority, are related to MS-13 and other narcotics related criminal organizations, but it doesn't matter. What matters is the process working, and how is it going? Have you found any chinks in the armor? Can you poke any holes into the defenses? Is the infrastructure working? How's the computer algorithms working? How are the prison guards taking it? You know, these are the things that really matter. Who they are does not matter. It does not matter, because it's 2%, going to be us.
They're going beyond a strong criminal element for the 2%. If you're getting that high, and this is just the beginning, Doug, this prison's only been open since February. Okay, so they're going to go way beyond that. And eventually, I believe that prisons like this in the future will be extermination prisons. It'll be concentration camps, just like Nazi Germany.
Well, like I said, I mean, reconstitution, you know, how are we going to feed the people if they outlaw all the meat? Are you going to grow your own bugs? No, man, you're going to die, and they're going to pulverize your body and make you into meat paste, and then that'll be the meatloaf that you eat next Tuesday.
Okay, all right. Let's not make people lose their appetite here. Hey, but I agree. I don't disagree. Soylent
Green.
We've
already read the papers of them saying that's what they would do.
Yeah, I know. You know,
I mean, that's the future.
Well, this takes us into October 4th to some degree, too. The Klaus Schwab saying what he said after the meeting with Macron. And Macron went back to France and he said, we will exercise the ability to get into every cell phone, exercise our right to get into their cameras, their address list, track their calls, their text message, everything, everything. And he said, that way we can tell who's going to be a terrorist. That's called a pre-crime comment. And he said that right after his meeting with Klaus Schwab. I think this October 4th test is testing how much the government can get into your devices to see if they can execute the same kind of deal that Klaus Schwab and Macron are talking about. That's what I think one of the purposes of October 4th is.
Let me ask you a question. When this all starts to go down, how many people do you think would actually give up their smartphone?
I don't think it's a matter of giving it up. I don't know where that applies.
Well, I mean, unless it's Terminator Salvation time, and you know the robots are coming after us, and Skynet goes live. If you still got to pay your bills, you can still send texts and check Twitter and watch YouTube, even though the world's getting a little wonkier and crazier, and your dollar means less. People are going to hold on to those stupid phones because it has become a part of you. I mean, that's why we're literal cyborgs at this point, because that smartphone is with you almost more than your conscious is for some people. And some people will literally not be able to depart from that phone. But until you realize, even if you put that phone in a Faraday bag and you turn it off and you keep it at your house, whatever location it was at, it was tracked. And it will be moved, and you take it out of the Faraday cage just to, you know, check, you know, whatever. It turns back on, boom, it connects to a satellite. You got found. So one of the best things to do is to leave the phone, destroy the phone. But if they make the system, Dave, to the extent that you have to have that smartphone to download the app, to access your bank, you know, to get into Walmart or to buy gas, you got to wave, you know, your phone with the digital application from the government that says you're approved to buy gas this week or this month. People are going to have to find a workaround. If there's not a workaround, then you have to have the phone. And if you have to have the phone, you're going to be tracked. You're going to be monitored. So somehow or another, the smartphone will play a point in this. This is what we, Dave and I, talk about quite a bit as the infrastructure of the Antichrist. They're eventually going to make something that you have to have on you in order to buy, sell, or trade. Currently, it's your debit card, credit card, cell phone. Because when they say no more cash, no more coin, and we don't barter at Costco, then it's going to be those three things. And eventually, the debit card will be taken away, the credit card will be taken away, it'll be some sort of a smart device. And when, you know, that smart device's technology can decrease in size, it will eventually be put into your body.
I have something to add to this. It's not when it's coming. What was coming is no longer coming. It's already here. Citibank, in certain locations in the country, is giving tokens for cash, digital tokens. And BMO Bank in Northern Colorado, and I know a family that was involved in this, and they got out of the bank. They informed me about this in August. And BMO and Canadian Bank acquired a bank in Northern Colorado. And they said, well, digital is the way we're going to go after Labor Day, and we're not taking cash. So this is already coming in, Doug. It's already here. It's just they're bringing it in piecemeal. If they flip the switch tomorrow, people would rebel. In fact, in Nigeria, we even have some numbers. Okay, Nigeria has the first integrated central bank digital currency, but the people, only 20% of the people have accepted it. And then, of course, 25% of the people don't have a bank there. But that's still a rate of a 55% rejection.
Have we checked on Jamaica? Do you remember the president of Jamaica had said the same thing, that by, I think he said like 2023 fall or 2024, Jamaica will be entirely digital. Ukraine said the same thing. You had multiple other countries that are aligned with the BRICS nations, actually, in Africa, who are considering to do the same thing.
It'll be digital. Yeah.
I'd say any country surrounding China is going to go digital, to include Japan will go digital. All of Korea will go digital. Do you think Mexico will go digital?
Yes, eventually they'll have to. If they want to do business with the rest of the world and the system's going in, they'll have to. Right now,
America working its way up then.
Yeah, to answer your question, right now, they'll reject it. Okay. I believe right now, Argentina and Ecuador would probably reject it for various reasons. My source, Sam Arnold, I've talked about this.
What about
Latin American source? Brazil, no, because Lula is one of the globalists. They arranged him to win by hook or crook and crooked voting machines and so forth. And when he defeated Bolsonaro, so he'll do whatever he's told. He's a globalist puppet.
All right, we got Colombia, Peru, and then Cuba.
Well, Colombia will have partial compliance. I think a lot be like Nigeria, and that's because of the drug trafficking. That has not gone away. And drug traffickers need obscurity. So, no, you'll find that resistance in Colombia. What was the other one you asked me about?
Peru. Peru's highly socialist.
Peru, Argentina are going through a real upheaval right now. There's a real battle between communist control and conservative control in both of those countries. So I think it matters on who wins. Venezuela will clearly go digital. Clearly.
Cuba?
Absolutely. Cuba's currency is failing. They don't have a choice. And, you know, and how, here's how people will accept it, Doug. I can write this scenario. It's easy to see. The real estate market's collapsing. The car market's collapsing. I mean, it started right now, the commercial real estate. I mean, it's all housing industry. It's all going. And as a consequence, when people can no longer pay their bills, can't afford to drive to work, all the problems that happen, the government will say, I have a place for you. It's free. Come and live in our smart city community. It's friendly. You'll have everything you need in 15 minutes. You won't need a car, and we'll give you debt forgiveness. All you got to do is come in and basically use our system. And they're going to try to make it attractive. And then I think eventually, you know, those that don't comply will be taken by force. I think that'll be the end game.
Once again, man, I think it's going to be Wild Wild West for a while, until eventually they force the, as scripture tells us, the world will be forced to capitulate to the Antichrist, except for Christians. So, you know, that will happen. It will happen. It's prophesied. It will happen.
And this is the time,
only growing to it.
Doug, you're, and I make this assumption too. I'm guilty of this too. We're assuming this is the end times. It looks like it. It does. But the Bible is very clear. You will not know the time of the day when Jesus returns. Well, if you knew when he's going to return, you could count backwards 7 years to say when tribulation starts. So I don't think we can say for sure this is it. God may change the events in the world. He may grant a reprieve and give grace. Do I think that's likely? My human wisdom says it's not likely. I think we are headed towards the end times, but I am also not arrogant enough to think that I have the ability to call it. God knows.
Yeah. Anyone who says, you know, 2024, you know, December 16th or whatever, like that is, anyone who puts down a date is a liar.
Run from those people.
No man knows the day or the hour when the sun comes, except for the Father. But we have been given seasons and times and, you know, ways to observe and monitor and, you know, also praying and discernment. And God will be giving his people visions and dreams. And the one thing to always remember is that Jesus comes like a thief in the night. So always be prepared, always, for all the pre-trib rapture guys, the post-trib, the interim. It does not matter what your theology is. All right, Jesus comes when no man is expecting it. And there's going to come, Jesus says there's going to come a day and an hour when no man is going to have the ability to work. Jesus says, when I come back, will I find faith in the world? So, you know, you can't have faith in the economy. You can't have faith in Donald Trump and politics. You can't have faith in the military. You got to have faith in Christ and Christ alone. But it does not mean do not negate all these other things. Just don't make idols of them, but don't negate these other things, because this is the world that we live in that we have to deal with. And every day you get the chance to witness to somebody to potentially save a soul. You should be giving that that person, you know, your voice so that they can hear the gospel of Jesus. And that's why you should always be preparing. Dave talks about it so much that, you know, you would think people really would start to understand now. Prepping, you have food, guns, gold, water, medicine, tools. How about this? Connections. How about this? Bibles. We have a typewriter now. And that was my birthday gift for my wife. So thank you very much, Sonny.
That's a smart thing. I got to congratulate you on that. That's a smart thing to do.
Guess what's going to happen? If I can write out a gospel message and then I can leaflet drop the town square, be like Martin Luther, I'm going to go nail it onto the city hall door. That's what I'll do. People are going to have to find a workaround. The digital system will, if you did not know this, follows every keystroke that you make. That's why it can predict what you're saying in your own phone. That's why you can talk about, hey, you know what? Everyone listening to me right now, just say these words and see if this happens. Say, I want to go camping within the vicinity of your smartphone. Say, I want to go camping and see if tomorrow something about camping is not populating in Amazon Prime. Yeah. It will. Your phone listens to you. Your computer does. Your TV does. According to Alex Jones and a few others, so can some of your smart appliances. They can all talk to each other. It's all about monitoring and observing. And Dave, you've been documenting this for years. You and our other colleagues have been documenting this for years. Let me ask you something. Did you ever think in 2023 we would be where we were at, or do you think it would have been worse by now?
I actually thought the end times would come after I was gone. I didn't think that. I think they're here, but like I said, I can't be sure, but I'm surprised. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I did an experiment with an AI device, Google Nest. And I said, hey, Google, I don't want to say it too loud. My phone. Oh, my phone's coming on. Let me shut this off here. I don't need to start calling my phone book like I did before. Hang on a second. Okay. All right. So I said, hey, Google, hey, Google. Now, here's the deal. It said, yes, how can I help you? And I said, I cussed it out, and I was doing an experiment with my family. I cussed it out, and I asked a question after I was done cussing it out, and I insulted its intelligence. I called it a dumb A and stuff.
But first, you'll have to unlock your device.
Okay, it's not going to let me out of this.
Shut up, Siri.
Shut up. Oh, my gosh. Here, I'm going to try one more time. Oh, now it's a dial an emergency. Oh my God, I don't need the cops here tonight. But anyway, my son came on and he asked the same question I did without cussing. When I asked my question, I was insulting and vulgar. I got no answer. I got silence.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But when my son asked it in a respectful manner, he got the full answer. In other words, I'm telling you, the emotional IQ of this device approaches sentience, where it could tell the difference of tone and vulgar language. I thought that was really an interesting experiment.
And it observes and monitors your speech pattern. It builds a profile of your speech pattern. All these things, I believe, are being captured. And not just that I believe, it's proven. All these things are being captured, okay, from the pace of your walk. Do you understand that your phone can monitor your pace count? So every 2 seconds, left foot, right foot. For some of you, it's every 3 seconds, you know, because you walk really slow.
Well, what's the purpose for doing that?
Half second.
What's the purpose for doing that?
So what it's doing is it's building a profile. Not only is it building a profile based off of where you eat, what you eat, what you observe on the internet, it's all to exploit you and to capture your, how would you say this, your avatar. It builds an avatar of you, which then goes into a database at the NSA and at other places, right? And so this is your pace count. This is what you like to eat. This is how much money you typically spend a week, where you spend it, who you talk on the phone to the most, your emails, what you watch on YouTube and Google the most, and that'll be used against you. And then it'll say, okay, here's how many times you've threatened the president, Congress, Joint Chiefs. Here's how many times you've said, this about this person. It builds a pattern, a profile. Okay. It builds a profile and then it goes into this database and it just sits there. Okay. This is the Patriot Act. This is what the Patriot Act did. And then no one knows anything else after that, except that at any moment of time, a intelligence agency like the FBI can then go into the NSA and then tap that folder with all your information. And then it can pull all that information and then it can live observe, which you are being live observed right now. Everything that you're doing, how long you sleep. If you got a smartwatch on, oh, look at that. I slept 8 hours tonight. That got monitored. That's now in a folder with your name on it. All these things. And this got proven, by the way, a couple of years ago through multiple data breaches that happened on the government. Who was it? There was a smartphone company or a smartwatch company, and a guy, faithful guy, out there running his 3 miles every day, and he was on some sort of like a running app, okay? Logging how many, kilometers he's running every week. Well, he happened to be at a black site in a place that kind of rhymes with Area 51 that no one is supposed to know about. Some of us knew about it. And every day he was observed his 3 to 4 mile path around the facility. And guess who saw the black site that does not exist in Google Maps? China, Iran, Russia. Good job, dipshit. That's why those things are no longer allowed on any of these bases. All your smartphones, your smartwatches, it is literally monitoring and observing every single move that you make. And that's why it says, will you allow access to the microphone? Will you allow access to your pictures? Will you allow access to this? Will you let us send you updates and emails and say no to all that? Always say no to it. Always manually do it yourself. Hey, Google Maps wants to track you because, I downloaded the Domino's app. No, Domino's doesn't need to track me. Where does all this information end up? It all ends up at some sort of a joint facility, fusion center, whatever, and that is all being used right now to monitor you. In that 15-minute city, it will all somehow work its way down into that to a finite detail of how to control your movement. Dave, is that not what we're talking about? Controlling your
Well,
movement.
in IntelliStreets, what they did experiments and they had people would carry a gun. Oh, good morning, Mr. Hodges, as you'd leave your place. Mr. Hodges, we see you have a firearm on you. Please return inside and wait for the authorities to show up. I actually saw this on IntelliStreets testing sites. They would, and I got access to it. They actually ran these experiments. And I was horrified at the time. Now I wouldn't be surprised because I know how far it can go. But at that time, I thought, how do they do this? And they can even I understand the AI is so sophisticated now, they can even scan your stomach contents and tell what you had for breakfast. I kid you not, Doug. This is what I've been told. Yeah, there's a few things we didn't get to tonight that we're going to come back and talk to you about in our next show. We're going to do a part two back to back. It'll be we didn't get to talk about who runs the world and who's behind it. We need to talk about the crypto conspiracy, and this will affect every single one of you out there financially, even whether you don't have crypto or not. And then we're going to take a look at missing people. There are people that are missing like crazy. We didn't get to that in Maui. We need to. This lady, Samantha Starkey, she's called Farmyard Starkey. She's got a really good website. She's been to Maui. She and I had a conference call together with some other people, and we were talking about this, Doug, and missing people in Maui is off the charts. It's crazy what's going on there. So we need to hit that and other stuff as we come along. And wow, this is so frightening to me that they can do this to us. Here's the thing I wonder, and this will take a short answer, Doug. Where will Christians go to be safe from the mark of the beast?
Well, we talk about the underground church quite a bit. You will be living amongst these people when all of this is happening, and you will be persecuted. Some of you will go into detention, into captivity, as it's called. Some of you will be slain by the sword and made martyrs. Mm-hmm. Others will be on the run. God will give us places of refuge. You'll have to have it. You'll have to have these places of refuge. And I think many of us will flee to the mountains, to the swamps. Many of us will flee to the tundras. Yeah.
Run for the hills.
Yeah. You won't be able to live in the city because you won't be able to live there. You're not going to go subterranean underground because good luck with that one. But, you know, from there, people say, well, how do the drones not find you? Man, I don't know. Maybe it's because God will keep his hand over us and shield us and make us not present in the sight of our enemy.
Drones have the capability, if they use HAARP technology, to look for you 2 miles below the surface.
You would be shocked. You would be shocked at what we can do from 30,000 feet up. Man, I can read your, I can read, you know, all the things that you're writing right now. The drones can, through the AI, can now create a threat picture based off of your body heat, the gait of your walk, the movement and sway of your arms, your voice speech patterns. Oh, yeah, I can hear you. So if it really wanted to, if we really wanted to go that route, we could do a lot of things. But technology's tricky. Doesn't always work. So you have that. But I think it's going to come down to a great deal of faith. And when I say faith, Dave, Jesus is not a lucky rabbit's foot. You have to be a believer, not in, oops, I guess today I'm going to be a Christian because the mark of the beast is here. I hope that works, but I don't believe it does.
I think fear can drive people to salvation.
It's going to. What's risky is that Satan has convinced people that they can wait up until the day it happens. But yet you could die tomorrow. You could die in your sleep tonight. And guess what happens if you're not saved?
I know.
You don't go to heaven. Well, you do. You go to the Bema seat. You get judged. I think with the mark of the beast and things like that, I don't think we're there yet. Me personally, I think we're probably, and I look at geopolitics and I look at the movements of the world, and anything can happen overnight and in a week and in a year. Okay. But I say, based off of infrastructure and technology and talking to the guys who are building the system right now for telecommunications, they'll tell you we are 3 to 5 years out from having perfect internet connection in America, West Coast to East Coast, North to South. No one cannot be on the system at that point. High speed internet. Okay. The world needs high speed internet and data collection systems
for enslavement.
Has to have that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're technology based wise, we're 3 to 5 years. That's why right now the growing boom in metals is not gold, it's not silver, it's copper. Because you got to have copper to make all the telecommunications work together smoothly.
But George Soros wanted to buy it up, yeah.
And Doug, and we're out.
I don't mean to cut you off, but we are out of time. We're over time. I told you this had to be a short answer. Not something we're known for here on the show. But anyway, we will be back tomorrow with a part two on this, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot more we didn't get covered. But if you don't know Jesus, this might be a good time. And on behalf of my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton of American Vindicta, that you can find on all the regular sites like Rumble, not YouTube, but Rumble. And we will see you back here again next time. Thanks for joining us.